It's 6:04. This is KRCCN CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. A boil order is over for the city of Victor after major water breaks shut the system down last week. CU Civil Engineering Professor Julie Korak says water pipes are often made of decades-old material that's now failing.
Water leaks are quite common in the U.S. It's due to our aging infrastructure of our distribution systems.
Korak says larger municipalities usually have more staff and resources to address water system failures. The cost and challenges of infrastructure upgrades can fall more heavily on smaller communities. A federal program to protect big game migration corridors on private land is expanding in the West. It's already in place in Colorado. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Mersbach reports.
Throughout the West, a large portion of big game habitat is on private land. So federal money is funneling through states to landowners
to do habitat work on their land or to put their land into a conservation easement.
Wyoming Game and Fish Director Angie Bruce says that includes changing fences to make it easier for antelope or mule deer to go under or over, or paying landowners rent to preserve grasslands. Wyoming has had the program since 2022, thanks to millions of dollars from the U.S. Agriculture Department. Colorado and Idaho joined the following year, and now Utah. Bruce says states can measure how the program is working with GPS collars. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Mersbach.
Colorado native Pam Grier is expected to be on hand Friday when a local movie theater is renamed in her honor. Alamo Drafthouse Cinema Littleton will become Pam Grier Cinema and will stream two of her movies, Foxy Brown from the 70s and Jackie Brown. The actress, a Colorado native and East High graduate, is scheduled to talk about her career during a discussion between the two feature films. You're listening to KRCCN CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.